Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you hot dog person? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Not anymore. It is so nice to have service downstairs today. Because last Sunday was so hot. But today it's nice and cool. I'm so thankful. Let us pray before we start reading today's passage. 一言お祈りいたします。天のお父様、あなたの豊かな恵みの中で、愛する方々と共に、あなたの御言葉を読み、あなたを賛美し、祈り、この礼拝の時間を持つことができますことを心より感謝いたします。どうぞこの時をあなたの御霊によって満たし、豊かに祝福してください。また神様、今日来れなかった方々もおられます。病気の方、怪我をされている方、また今日仕事の方、いろいろな事情がありますけれども、どうぞその一人お一人を今いらっしゃる場にあって覚えて、あなたの恵みによって満たしてくださいますように。今日これからの時をすべてあなたの御手にお委ねいたします。感謝してイエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。アーメン。So it is third Sunday, so I'm going to preach in English today. And we'd like to continue in the book of Mark. And we just read Mark chapter 7 from verse 24 to 30. So we just read it in English and Japanese too. And I just wonder what did you think about it? How do you feel about today's Bible story, Bible passage? Honestly. When I read this story for the first time, I was shocked. I was very shocked. The reason one, because I was a dog lover. I love dogs. I love dogs. Not only dogs, but I love, you know, small animals. They are so cute. And I love dog lover. But in today's story, you know, Jesus talks about dog, but the meaning of that is not really good. Right? I'm quite sad. And reason two, the image, my image of Jesus Christ or my image of God is kind. He must be kind. And he is nice. He's gentle. And he always help poor people and people who are in distress. And he has such a wonderful love. But the Jesus in today's story sounds a little bit mean. It's not my image. How come Jesus, you've been so mean to this poor lady? You should be nicer. And you're a nice person. Why you been mean and calling her like a dog? So I was shocked. I couldn't understand. Jesus went to this place, and this place was land of Gentiles, the foreigners, land of foreigners, the idol worshippers, or unclean people. And that's why Jesus said, I cannot give this to dogs, you know? Because dogs in the back days of Jesus, when you call somebody dog, that means that person is enemy or somebody not clean or Betrayer. So maybe tax collector, they were called dogs of Romans. So what Jesus said is really offensive. We don't call people dog. That's really mean. But why Jesus said this? I could not understand at the beginning why Jesus has been so mean to this lady. She needs his help. She needs his miracle, not for herself, but for her daughter. But after I pray and I read today's passage again and again and again and again, then I was told the two things from today's passage. The first, why I was shocked about today's story? Because I placed myself at that position of this woman was. So if I were her, how I react? If I ask help to Jesus, if I ask, you know, for the help, and if Jesus replies, oh, I can't help you because you're a dog. I have to take care of my children first, and you are not my first place. How do I feel? I think I would be angry, and I would be disappointed, and I think I would turn away from him. Then I thought, why I feel this anger? Why I feel this anger? Then I found in myself, because I was thinking, it is my right to be healed, right? It is my right to be saved. It's my right to be blessed. It is my right to spend happy life. I deserve it. Especially if you're Christian. I'm Christian. I'm a believer. I have a faith. Therefore, I have a right to be saved. Therefore, I have a right to be blessed. I have a right to be entertained at the church. So it's all about right. And I think the country like Canada or maybe even in Japan or States or Europe, not all the countries, but we are so used to claim rights, our rights, like human rights, right? And human rights is very important. And that's what the Bible teaches us, you know, love one another, help weak people, help poor people. And that's what the Bible teaches us. So human rights is important, but when we talk about salvation or blessing or healing, are they our rights? Do we have a right to receive it? I don't think so. It is not our right, but it is grace of God. And we know that. Everyone knows that. If you're Christian, if you study Bible, we know we are saved by grace and not by our works or deeds or something come from ourselves. We all know that we are saved by grace. As a theology or as a method, we understand that. But sometimes in deep our mind, deep our heart, sometimes we replace that grace with our rights. And we think, I should deserve it. Well, I have right to receive this something from God. Because I am Christian. Because I go to church. And if I don't receive it, if we don't receive it, we get angry because we think we deserve it. But the Bible clearly says it is not our rights, but it is God's grace that we are saved. We just read, 今日読みましたね? The reason just inserted the words from Ephesians chapter 2 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved. The Bible didn't say it is by your rights. It didn't say it is by your deeds. It said it is by grace. you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. Even faith is not, that's not yours, that is given by God. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And Jesus also told us by very famous parable. You remember the parable of Pharisees and tax collector, which was written in Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. ちょっと読んでみましょうか。Maybe if you can open the Bible, please go ahead. If you can't, you can just listen to what I'm going to read. So Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So let us be humble again today. Let us be humble. Let us remember when you were saved. When we were saved, we were so happy. We were so thankful. Our heart was filled with just thankfulness when you were saved. But becoming Christian and years goes by, passes, and sometimes we find ourselves, we are claiming our rights to God. Why, God, you don't listen to my prayer? Why, God, you don't do this to me? Why you do this to this person? And we claim our rights. But go back to the basic. Go back to the foundation. Go back to the day we were saved. Our heart was just filled with thankfulness because we are saved by His grace, not by our rights. What is? And one more thing I'd like to share today is that being humble does not refrain us from asking. Sometimes, or some people misunderstand about being humble, especially Japanese people, right? Japanese people. In Japan, under Japanese culture, being humble is a good thing. It's one of the culture thing. Japanese people are really, really humble. Not everyone, but most people or act like humble person, whether, I don't know if they're really humble or not, but they act like they're humble, right? And I remember one time I talked about the Bible and grace of God and salvation, and this person replied, oh, I'm a sinner. So he understands he is a sinner. Oh, I'm too bad. I'm a sinner. Oh, I cannot receive the salvation. I'm too bad. I'm not good enough. 申し訳ないです。もらえません、それは。But that's not the humble that Bible teaches us. Being humble is not hate yourself. It's not deny yourself. It's not stop you from God's grace. But sometimes we do that. And we think we're being humble. But it's not. This woman was very humble. Really humble, right? Jesus called her dog. But she didn't show her anger at all. She said, "Yes, Lord, you are right. Whatever you say, you are right." But even still, dog get a piece of bread that fell off from the table. And Jesus was impressed by her faith. She was very humble. I've never seen a humble person like her. I think most people would get angry if Jesus said, "You're a dog, I cannot save you," then. But this woman was different, and she was so humble, but she never gave up asking. She never gave up asking for her prayer. Sometimes when we try to be humble, at the same time we give up our request, our prayer. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm so low, so I have no right to ask. So I just give up. But Bible teaches us, keep asking. Keep knocking on the door. Keep seeking. Then you will find it. The Bible teaches us, keep asking, keep praying to God. But at the same time, be humble. So let us be humble, like the day we were saved. Let us be humble. But let us not to forget, ask help, ask prayer. And let us not to give up in prayer. お祈りします。愛する天の父なる神様、私たちはただただあなたの恵みによって罪を許され救われました。あなたは確かに私たちに権利をくださいました。神の異なる権利をくださいました。しかしその権利さえも主よ、あなたの恵みから出たものです。私たちが自分の行いによって勝ち取ったものではありません。神様、どうぞ私たちがあなたに対して不満を抱くとき、自分はもっといい人生を送るはずだ、そんな思いにとらわれるときに、もう一度しよう、ただただあなたの恵みによって許されたあの日を思い起こさせてください。ただただあなたへの感謝で満たされたあの日をもう一度私たちの心によみがえらせてください。そして神様、私たちがあなたに祈ることができることを感謝いたします。あなたは決して私たちの祈りを無視されるお方ではありません。どんなに小さなものでも、どんなに愚かなものでも、主よ、イエス様、あなたの名によって祈るときに、あなたはその祈りを聞いてくださいます。どんな小さな声も逃さずに聞いてくださる主よ、心より感謝いたします。私たちの祈った通り、願った通りに物事が進まない、起こらないこともあります。でも神様は、今日の聖書に登場したこの女性のように、どうぞ私たちが諦めることなく、しかし謙遜に主よ、あなたの前に祈り続けるものでありますように、私たちを励まし、私たちを力づけ、私たちに信仰を与えください。すべてを感謝し、御手にお委ねして、イエス様の名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。